Telecosm: How Infinite Bandwidth Will Revolutionize Our World, by George Gilder. Prologue: Abundance and Scarcity. The computer age is over. After a global run of 30 years, the PC revolution has stiffened into an establishment. So swiftly and subliminally did this silicon tide pass through the economy that, like many experts, you might have missed much of the motion until it stopped. Then you might have mistaken its dotage for dynamism, for it congealed so fast that its Mount Rushmore giants still walk and talk. Contemplate the monumental freeze looming over the road ahead. Bill Gates of Microsoft, Stephen Jobs of Apple, Gordon Moore and Andrew Grove of Intel. Still very much around, they beam from magazine covers, iconize companies, orate at Davos and Comdex, publish books. Grove even writes them. Jobs launches new products in insanely great new tints and hues. Their totems tower over their time. Windows 2000, the millennial operating system, launched with 30 million lines of code and a record-setting 200,000 bugs. Serried ranks of Pentium processors with scores of millions of transistors and insta-classical names, draining some 80 watts of power, enough to heat an igloo. These Rushmore men, quick or dead, no longer shape the future. The trajectories of their companies are set in concrete source code, the DNA of an epoch that is over. They are now retired to manage their portfolios, more and more sodden with deductible good deeds of planetary angst and posterity preening. The action is elsewhere. The action is in the telecosm. Of course, the computer and the microchip remain enormously potent technologies. So do the steel mill and the nuclear power plant. Gordon Moore's law, which dictates a doubling of computer power, or a halving of its cost every 18 months, is still in force. The process of ingraining intelligence into every aspect of our lives, mind into every machine, tool, or toy, continues at an accelerating pace. The displacement of matter by mind in the economy, already the most powerful economic event in recorded history, just now transpiring in economic data, has not yet even begun to end. The computer era, the age of the microchip, which in a previous book I termed the microcosm, is ending not because it has failed, or even because it has been fulfilled, but because the microcosm itself has given birth to a new era. It has enabled a new technology that is transforming culture, economics, and politics far more thoroughly than the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?